Okay, welcome everyone. So now we're in the middle of the Sigha of Ein Shech Es Va'Aveira.
Right.
So let's start here. So we're supposed to, I think I sent you the Rav Shimon.
Yeah.
Very good Rav Shimon to figure out what he's saying. It's interesting. The Stipler seemingly says the same thing, but he doesn't quote Rav Shimon. I suspect he's not saying the same thing. He's almost exactly the same thing, but it sounds like I suspect it's a little different, but okay. Anyway, basically what happened in the Gemara? The Gemara asked Akasha, how can you say Chatzar is mitam shlichus? We know that Chatzar works by Geneva. And if it's mitam shlichus, there should be a chisar of Ein Shech Es Va'Aveira. So the Gemara gives two answers. We so far only did the first one. Ravina said, when do we say Ein Shech Es Va'Aveira? That's when you're Bar Chiyuva. But Chatz is not a Bar Chiyuva, so Yesh Shech Es Va'Aveira. Rashi explained Pshat, that when you're a Bar Chiyuva, we say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, Divrei Mishaimim, and the Lohayi Lo La'asais. Okay, he doesn't really explain what the Svar is, so what? So what if Lohayi Lo La'asais? But he did do La'asais. So it's not 100% clear. We said some different Svaras yesterday. I don't know for sure which one is right, but that is a svara, the lohayi lo lasos, and therefore ein shech es va'aveira. When chotzer, you don't have that svara, yesh shech es va'aveira. So the Gemara went and asked Ravina, how can you, Ravina, say that that yesh shech es va'aveira when you're not a bar chiyuva? We know that an isha and eved are not a bar chiyuva by geneva. Because Rashi says they base it on the Mishnah in the Bava Kamma that says Heim Shechavu Bacherim Pturim. So we see that they're not a Bar Chiyuva, and yet it's Pashit. Mer doesn't say how they know, but they seem to hold it's Pashit that if you tell an Isha or an Eved to steal for you, that we would say Ein Shech Es Va'Aveira. Mer doesn't say how we know that, but. Somehow they apparently Gemara knows that that can't be. Maybe Meisim from Halacha. So Mara answers that really an Isha is a Bar Chiyuva. The only thing is, it's just she doesn't have money to pay. But the Etzem, there's a Chalos Chiyuv Chal on her. When it says that they don't pay, it's because they don't have any money. Not because they're putted to pay. There's Etzem, the Hamina seem to hold that there's no Chiyuv Chal on them. And somehow another, assuming that they knew the end of that Mishnah, that somehow the Chiyuv comes later. But calls on that they're married, the Chiyuv doesn't come on them. And the Maskana says, no, that really the Chiyuv is Chal right away. And the Raya is, because it's Darsha Isha, your chayv is shot. I mean, it's just hashemia lesu l'shlume. So basically, many people ask the question, and the Gemara is Havamina. The Gemara and the Havamina ask, and Isha and Eved are not b'nei chiyuva for Geneva. So they say that even according to the Havamina, that's only that they don't pay. But Avada, they have the Isser. The Rasha says it's because so the law of Lel Sigzo applies to women too. Rashi beferes that way. Rashi says the law Baruch Bnei Chiyuva L'Shale. So Rashi says clearly that even the Havamina, because that's Rashi's a Havamina, it's only the law Bnei Chiyuva L'Shale. Mashma de Gabi the Yisr, they are Bnei Chiyuva. Otherwise, why does Rashi add the word L'Shale? She law Bnei Chiyuva, period. So Rashi is very clearly mashma, like the Rasha says in Svara, that of course even the Gemara and the Havamina knew that there's an Issa Geneva, and a woman is not out to steal. The only Havamina was that she's parted from the Tashlumin. So how can the Gemara say it's not a Bar Chiyuva? There's an Issa to steal, so she is a Bar Chiyuva. You have the Svara of the Lohayi Lo La'asos. That's the Kasha. So the apparently Rishash asked the Kasha, does not answer it. Kiva Eger asked the Kasha, and the Yehuda Asikasha and Rosh Mishkap Asikasha, Stiper Asikasha.
Maybe he does get the Avera. I don't see what the problem. Maybe he does. Maybe the Hanami.
He does get some. No, so if the Isha gets the Avera, so why is there a problem? What's the Gemara's Kasha? It's very logical why ain't Shef is Varavera. The Gemara is asking a Kasha that since an Isha is La Bar Chiyuva, so we should say Yeshef is Varavera by an Isha, by Gneva. But if we're saying that the Maisa, there's an Avera El Sigzo. So there's an Avera El Sigzo. So, and that the Isha is a Bar Chiyuva. So the Avera stops the Shlichus. So what's the Gemara's problem? It's very good that Ein Shechet V'Avera when you ask an Isha to steal for you because she's a Bar Chiyuva, because she has the Isser El Sigzo. Ah, she doesn't pay? Okay, so that's just the Tashlumim of the Isser. But the Isser she has. So she's a Bar Chiyuva. She has a chiyuv of the Avera, so it's Ein Shechet V'Avera.
But Ravina, who's asking the question, he wanted to, didn't he want to say that she's like a chatzah?
No.
Elamiata.
No. Excuse me. The Gemara is asking a kasha on Ravina. Elamiata is a Gemara speaking. It's against Ravina. Ravina said chatzah is abar chayuva. Ravina is finished.
The Gemara is kasha on Ravina. I'm sorry. The Gemara is kasha on Ravina. Elamiata. How could you say that the split between the chatzar? I'm sorry. I hate to say the split between the chatzar is right. It's baruch yuvuhu, right? It comes out in cheshbon. If we make that spalt, they make that split, right? Then it comes out that she's like a chatzar, right?
She's and also a la baruch yuvuhu, and right. Therefore it should be yeshnech et varavera.
So I'm saying maybe in Hanami
jumping at them, then it makes no sense because she has an iser lo sigzo.
I'm saying maybe she could pass the Isser of Lo Sigzel. That what maybe if he caused it, right? Maybe he could, maybe she could pass that Isser.
I don't know.
I think Shmuel's just asking the same point that Rebbe made, if I understand him correctly. That how does the Gemara know that that's not the halacha?
I'm saying maybe that part she could pass. If you're splitting the money, right? So we're just asking Lagabi the money, right? Lagabi the money that in the Hanami she won't pay. Right, she's not a bar chiyuvahu, but he can't make him pay the money. Right, but which I'm saying maybe like Gabi Avera, maybe in the Hanami.
I'm sorry. Someone is trying to get in. Sorry.
I don't know what you're. I don't follow. Sorry, I don't get. The Gemara is asking that you should not be a. According to you, Ravina, we should say Yesh Shliach is Avera, and the Gemara is saying that we know Ein Shliach is Avera.
How about this? Maybe she does get the Avera. I just asked the question.
No, the Gemara is kasha that she's not a Bar Chiyuva. And therefore, the Gemara Pashib Shat is the Gemara saying she doesn't have any Avera. Everyone, Rekiva Eger, Rashash is kasha, she is a Bar Chiyuva. If she is a Bar Chiyuva, so then that should cause Ein Shech is our Avera.
Is it possible that the guy has to pay the money, right? And the guy has to pay the money, but she gets the Avera.
Okay, so we'll see. So let's read Rav Shimon. If you're thinking of Rav Shimon.
I'm just basic before any fancy. Rebbe said that the Rashi is the one who splits it.
If she's a Bar Chiyuva, that creates Lohaya Lalasos. And that kills the entire shlichus.
Why is that true? Why is
Sara of Lahayin Alasos?
Why is it Talia and Bar Chiyuva though? In other words, the concept that you shouldn't do something, right? Even if it was no,
if
you're not a Bar Chiyuva,
then I'm allowed to do it. You can't say Lahayin Alasos.
You know what the Ratzon Abari is?
Okay, I know that's the same as Bar Chiyuva. I don't know. We'll have to see in Tisus. What happens. Does Bar Chiyuva has to be this Avera or it can be a different Avera?
Someone else is hired for this Avera,
you
can't help them. You shouldn't have done it. You still shouldn't have done it.
That's a good point. Let's wait till Tivis, because Tivis discusses that. What about the Isra Lifnei Iver?
Why? I don't know, but
Forget leaf, even with the elephant eater, it's Lohayola Lasso. You know what the Ratzon Abari is, though.
Once we, if we see that even if they either doesn't make Lohayola Lasso, so obviously just your svara for sure not, no? It's like a Kavakamer. Well, if the either is a better kasha than your kasha. So if this is kasha, why is the Gemara saying it's a lot bar chayuva? Even if you're a lot bar chayuva, but you have an Isra if they either. So apparently, for some reason, you, in order to be a bar chayuva, you need to be a bar chayuva on the same Isser. Okay, not a bar chayuva for a different Isser. Okay, also for this reason.
But you know, to make the question Rabbi Akiva Eger's Rabbi Shimon a little stronger, even there's two parts of the chiyuv over here. There's the iser, and then there's this payment over here, whether it's a chiyuv or it's a not part of the aveira. But Rashi clearly, when he's explaining about chiyuva, he says she'afhu muzhar. He's talking about the azara. He's not talking about punishments. He's talking about being warned. Yeah. So whether having to pay money or not should be totally irrelevant to the concept.
Rashi, you're reading
when he's explaining bar chiyuva, who she'afhu muzhar al adavar, and he's warned. He's not allowed to do it. Yeah. So this whole whether you have to pay or not paying should be totally irrelevant to the concept of bar chiyuva al bar chiyuva.
Okay. All right. Well, so let's read Rav Shimon and see what he says. Okay.
I just want the Rebbe to clarify that Rashi, because
isn't that going to be a kasha of Shimon also?
Wasn't Rebbe? So just to clarify one thing, Rebbe said the word l'shalim, right? I'm sorry, Rebbe said the word l'shalim, right? That Rashi's pointing out, maybe Rebbe's trying to give a tarot yesterday in the Rishash. He said Rashi maybe thought of that step, and Rashi said the word l'shalim as opposed to Chiyuv, right? That means Rashi was.
If you didn't have Rashi, you could have said that an Isha is not a bar Chiyuv and she doesn't have an Isra of Losigzo. And then Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva's Kashu and Happy Shver, because an Isha has totally not a bar Chiyuv. So she's not a Chatzar.
She still has the Kashu, but without Rashi, you wouldn't ask the Kashu, really?
Without Rashi, I'm saying theoretically, I mean, Rashash asked the Kasha without Rashi.
Oh.
He asked it Misvara. But I was saying that Misvara is always debatable. So you could theoretically be Doicha, the Rashash's Svara, and say that no, even though Hishra, because of Isha, always search with Torah, this is an exception. Since the Torah made an exception to Gabi the Tashrubim, so therefore, Zetman, the fun is the exception. So who within this exception? It got to be the Yisr. They think that someone could have said such a crazy svar. Rashash says it's crazy, but okay, I would have said crazy svar. But I'm saying, but Rashi tells me Beferish it's wrong. Because Rashi says that she's a la bar chiyuva, the gabi, the shalem.
The Gemara is menehu beishver, according to Rashi.
What?
Rashi himself is, in a sense, soyser himself. In the beginning, he defines it as the act itself is also, right?
Right. And then he says, the whole svara is lohayel alasos.
Right.
So as long as she has the iser, it's lohayel alasos.
What's Shana Rashi? Rashi Ben Ebi is hard.
Okay, so everyone's asking this question. So, you know, and a lot of people leave it shver. So Rashash leaves it shver. I think Rikki Vegar also leaves it shver, I think.
I'm saying Rashi had a shot. That's all I'm saying. That Rashi has a shot.
Right.
No, of course Rashi had a shot. We don't know. What is it? We know the Gemara had a shot too. We have a Munas Achamim. Rashi doesn't say the Gemara is Shver.
Rashi, my mom is dealing with it, and he knows about it. He knows the whole point.
Okay. Anyway, so we said we should look at this from Shimon. So we sent the Rav Shimon. The million, the Shaila is, it's just a short Rav Shimon. Let's read the Rav Shimon. It's just the first, even if we don't even have to read the whole thing, just the first half a paragraph. If you have it, I sent it yesterday, Simon Yadawas. Let's read it because I'm struggling to know what he's saying. Enemiata, Omer Isha, the Eved, Su, Vigunzuli, Bla Bar Chayuvininu. Okay, is a famous question here. Even according to the Havamina that thought that a woman doesn't have a chiyuv to pay, V'adai musharim gam hei below sigzo. Sigzo, yeah. The Ish and Eved have the Isra lab. They might not have a chiyuv tashlumim. V'havim, in a thought, they don't have a chiyuv tashlumim. Okay, but they definitely have the Isra lab. Because Oma b'zeh b'chidushay agon rekiva eger. Ayin shem. When I need to say the dine b'pashtus, you know, I love that word, pashtus. Now, I can't figure out what he's talking about, and he says it's pashtus. Pashtus, totally zeh, b'shnei terutzen, b'tayviz diri masyo, dami shol, b'inyan eishev v'ar v'era. There's a tayviz here, very interesting tayviz, which we have to get to. A tayviz has two terutzen. When a man makes a shliach, a kohen makes a shliach to be megadesh a grusha. So do we say yesh shechet varaver or ain shechet varaver? So Taisus seems to say, Taisus asks the kasha, what's the nafkamina? So Taisus says the nafkamina is whether they're married. So Mashra, the first Taisus in his Hamina thought that even if you held ain shechet varaver, they're still married. Which means that Taif is held in the im neima. In other words, when we say ain shlichas varavera, does it mean that there's no shlichas at all? And therefore, if I make you a shliach to mekadesh a woman, the kedusha is not chal? Or no, there is shlichas, just as far as the einesh, it doesn't carry over. But the chalois is chal. Right? In other words, when I make a kohen makes a shliach, let's say the kohen make another kohen. So there's definitely bar chiyuva. Kohen makes another kohen and a shliach to mekadesh a grusha. So that's there's a chisarin of yeshiv is arveir, ain shiv is arveir. So the shaila is, does it mean just that the kedushin? Does it mean that the ain shiv arveir, the kedushin therefore is not chal because the shlichus is batel? Or no, shlichus is never batel. It's just legabi the aveira. There's no shlichus. My favorite word, legabi, right? Legabi the chalos kedusha, and there is shlichus. It just now there isn't ain shech vara there. It means legabi the aveira. There's no shlichus. So that's Tavis is suffix. When we say ain shech vara there, we always assume pashim shad is that the entire shlichus is batel, and therefore the kedusha would not be chal. But Tavis has a sad to say that the Kedushin is chal, and it's just the Gabi the Aveira. Okay.
I mean, do we understand why Yisrael is considered a Bar Chiyuva if he doesn't have an Isser to Mekadesh Grusha?
Okay. Do me a favor. That's not our sugya. Let's make life easy. He made another Kohen, a Shev to Mekadesh Grusha. Okay. Kohen made another Kohen, a Shev to Mekadesh Grusha. So that's for sure a bar chiyuva, and ain shech v'aravera. Now, is the kedushin chal or not? So do we say that since ain shech v'aravera, the kedushin is not chal because the whole shlichus is batel? Or do we say that no, the shlichus is not batel? They just you can't carry over the avera.
So couldn't it make a difference if you could make the chalos of the actual thing, the derech avera, so then the shlichus would be unaffected by it?
Okay, like let me read what he says.
Like if Shimon's going to make an application okay, across the board.
Let me read that. I don't know. He's just quoting Taisus. That's what he says. So Taisus says, the Amar Israel, he made it past, is that totally said, in we want to know is the shlichus bato the gamri that the kedusha is not chal or only bato the gamri the einish the im neima the kohen shesharach kaiish shegrusha the kohen says the shliach we say another kohen to mikaiish shegrusha and we say ein shech lezar veira. But even though we say ain shech as our there ain't a kedushin mispatlim, the kedushin is still chal, and all ain shech barbera does is rakdo mechayv atar al varish nas adar shnas yedei shliach. To the Indian zeh, that's another way of saying legabe lo chosh lo tayra ma'isik lo shnas mishliach atzvo. So that tayv is such a tzad that we split that the chalois is chahal, but you don't get the aveira. Says, well, if he's at us, lo kosher midin. If you say it like this, kivega is kosher, rashash is kosher, is lo kosher midin, bipashtus. It's easy, right? You all got it, it's easy. Lo kosher midin, hugman gneva. Why? To the man, I'm going to tell you about chiyuva. According to the man, I'm going to tell you about chiyuva. In other words, what this shita holds that you can split the shlichus into parts. You can say the shlichus is chal the gabi the kinyan, but it's not chal the gabi the yisser. So you can be a gabi. It's not all or nothing. You can be a quasi shliach. Be a shliach the gabi this, but not the gabi that. So he says, if that's the case, it's very good. To the man that we're talking about chiyuva. So the gabi, the tashlumim, that they're not a bar chayuva, they should be shlichas. For after the Indian alav the signal of chashivei bar chayuva, the gabi, the yisr, they are bar chayuva, so you can't have shlichus. Avad gabi, it's a shumi geneva. Kivin dana bar chayuva, what a chayza shoch. In other words, he's saying this sheet and this holds that you can have shlichus the gabi this and not the gabi that. You have shlichus the gabi, the kedushin being chal, you don't have shlichus the gabi, the punishment. So if a person is bar chayuva, if the shlichus incorporates two things, and you're a bar chiyuva the gabi one, and not a bar chiyuva the gabi the other, so the gabi what you're a bar chiyuva the shlichus not chal, the gabi what you're not a bar chiyuva shlichus is chal, because Taisa says you can have half shlichus, you can have shlichus the gabi one thing and not the gabi the other. So the ish of the eved is a bar chiyuva the gabi. The Isser Geneva, but she's not, and therefore you won't be a Shliach, the Gabi, the Isser Geneva, but she's not a Bar Chiyuva, the Gabi, as far as Tashlumim, so you'll be a Shliach, as far as Tashlumim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that it should come out by an Isha of Eved, since it's not a Bar Chiyuva, you should have Shliches, the Gabi, the Tashlumim.
Why is that a kasha? So
let it be the case. It's not true. I know they know from the kids it's not true.
What's the shliach of Ravir problem?
Wait. Don't be too smart to me yet. Wait, let me finish reading. Okay, you might be right. One second. You might be right. That's why I can't let you ask your question yet. So Rav Shimon's saying so far very simple. He's saying that if there's two things, and you're bar chiyuva the gabi one and not the gabi the other, so whichever one you're a bar chiyuva, there's no shlichus. Whatever one you're not a bar chiyuva, there is shlichus. So the Gemara is asking, since the gabi, the avera, you're a bar chiyuva, okay, there's no shlichus. The gabi, the tashlumim, you're not a bar chiyuva, there is shlichus. You'll say that that's an impossibility because you're paying for being over the avera. So if you're paying for being over the avera, so you can't, if there's no shlichus the gabi the aveira, there can't be a shlichus for the tashlumim. He says that's not true. The be'emes tashlumi geneva einem einish ahur aveira geneva. You're not paying for the aveira. It's too, the reason why a gana pays is not paying because he's over an aveira. He's paying because he was kind of the object. When you're kind of something, you gotta pay.
Wait a second. Isn't the heishav geneva a lavanitza klasei?
Yes, but it's not the essay is not a punishment for the reason why you have to pay is not a punishment for the aveira. That's what he says. And isn't it what the man says? That the ein tashlume de be'emes tashlume geneva einem einish of aveira geneva. If the tashlumen would be for the punishment for the aveira, so you can't get the tashlumen without the aveira. But if the tashlumim is just because you were kaina, it's not a punishment for the aveira, so then you could have the tashlumim without the aveira.
Kanas is not either.
Just like by Kedushin, Taiva says we split that you're a shliach legabe the chalais, but not legabe the maisa. To the kiyam a maisa kashinik moshotam a shaleach, legabe this you're a shaleach, but on a shaleach moshotseach, well, gain a chalik, but this is a gneva, this should be gneva.
But there's an Isser. Okay. Is there an Isser on the Maisa or not?
He's saying as follows. There's an Isser on the Maisa. But Taisa says that even if there's an Isser on the Maisa, that only kills the Shlichus, the Gabi, the Einesh. But it doesn't kill the Shlichus, the Gabi, the Chaloi Shlichus. So apparently we somehow or another divide
the Kasha was, but it's an Avera.
What?
The kasha was not on the mice. The kasha was on the avera you're doing.
Yeah, so on the avera, the gabi, the avera, there's no shlichus. But the gabi, just like kedushin, Taiva says a funny thing. I don't understand Taisus. If you learn like Rashi, the Hoyer Lasso, maybe it's hard to understand Taisus. But Taiva says that when a kohen makes a shliach to do an avera and marry a grusha. And it's a hoyer lasos. So ligabi the chalois kedusha and the shlichus is chal, even though the hoyer lasos. But it's only ligabi the avera the kedusha is not chal. So the ancient shlich legvar avera is only ligabi the things that had an avera.
Why is it lo hoyer lasos?
I don't know. I don't know why. That's Taisus. We're not doing.
It's the same lohay lasos.
I don't know. So maybe David doesn't know that it's not lohay lasos. I don't know.
Okay.
But he's just saying that Rav Shimon is just saying that according to Taisus, this Egas kasha is pashtus is not a kasha. This is what he's saying. Why is it pashtus not a kasha? Because Taisus says, Taisus needs to have, you have to understand Taisus. But Taisus says a very strange thing, that even though Ein Shech is Bar Avera, that only kills the Shlichus Ligabi, the Avera. But Ligabi, the Chaloi Shlichus, the Shlich is still Kayim. So Taisus is Mechadish, a radical Kiddush, that even if you hold Ein Shech is Bar Avera, you can divide up the shlichus and the gabi, the parts that aren't avera, you're a shliach. So Rav Shimon just says, if that's the case, the gabi, the parts that you're not a bar chiyuva, you should also be a shliach. That's very logical. Just like Taisus says, the gabi, the parts that you're not a avera, they're shlichus, and we split the thing in half. So if according to Avina, that there's only a problem of Eishech and Aravera if you're a Bar Chiyuva. So the Gabi, the part that you're not a Bar Chiyuva, it's like, it's considered like there's no Avera. So there should be Shlichas. So the Gabi, the Tashlumim, there should be Tashlichas. The Gabi, the Isser Losig, so there's no Shlichas. We split the Shlichas in half. You'll say that's impossible because once you don't have the Isser Geneva, you don't have the Tashlumim because your Gufa paying for the Avera. Says it's not true. You're not paying for the Avera. Not true. The Tashlumim of Geneva is not for the Isser Geneva. That's the Rav Shimon.
Doesn't Taisus make a split between a Kohen and a Yisrael?
We're not learning Taisus yet.
I don't think Taisus himself says you can't split it. Taisus says
okay. Right? So I'm misquoting Taisus, but let me stick. I don't want to go into Taisus.
Taisus says when there's an avera.
Please. I don't want to do Taisus. If we're going to do Taisus, we're not going to. I want to do Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon quotes the Taisus. You don't like his quote of the Taisus, so we'll learn when we learn Taisus. But that's what he's quoting. He's quoting Taisus that Taisus says that you can split the Chalais Kedushin from the Avera, because the ancient Avera only kills the part that there's an Avera, but the part that's no Avera doesn't kill. So therefore, it also will not kill the part that you're not a Bar Chiyuva. Okay.
So what is the Gemara's answer?
No, so the Gemara answers that a woman is a Bar Chayuva even on the Tashlumen.
question?
But let that go back to the Mishaleach. It's not an Aveira. The Chiyuv Tashlumen has nothing to do with Aveira, so let that go back to the Mishaleach.
Yeah, so the Gemara has no question.
Okay, another way of saying it is also, so you should even by a man, you should have be able to split. Why does it have to do, even it's nothing to do with all, to telling an Isha? What would be the difference if you told a man, right? In other words, if the
right.
If in other words, Rav Shimon, it's like Pleiadic. I don't know, they're like Pleiadic. But maybe we have some possible answers. But superficially, Rav Shimon is Pleiadic because if he's right that you can split the Lo Sigzo and the Tashlumim, so then Hogufa, why, even if you are a Bar, if you are Bar Chayuva and Tashlumim, doesn't the Tashlumim carry over? The Tashlumim is not, there's no Aveira. The Tashlumim is not for the Aveira. So the Tashlumim, and it's something that's not an Aveira, even if you are a Bar Chayuva, there's Shlichus. The only time we say that there's no Shlichus if you're a Bar Chayuva is if it's an Aveira. Something that's not, I make you a Sheikh to be kind of something for me. You can be a Sheikh to be kinder for me. Even though you're a Bar Kenyan, you know, you're a Bar Chayuva Kenyan, I make you a Sheikh to be kinder for me. And it works. So if Rav Shimon is splitting the Maisa Gersh Gnev into two parts, there's the Aveira of Lo Sigzo, and there's the Tashlumim, and the Tashlumim has nothing to do with the Aveira. So then the Gabi and the Tashlum, it's exactly like Cohen that they tell the Yisrael, marry a Gerusha, to tell someone marry a Gerusha, that even if Ein Sheikh with Varavera, the Kedushin's Chal. So here also, I don't care that you're a Bar Chayuva. Why shouldn't the Big Sushin be the Shlichas be Chal, the Gabi, the Tashlumim? It has nothing to do with a man or a woman. It has nothing to do whether the woman is a Bar Chayuva or not a Bar Chayuva, right? And as he makes Chayuva no sense.
Well, in theory, you can, that clarity, but can't you in theory say that if you're a Bar
Chayuva? Can I just make sure to hear the question? In other words, Rav Shimon is right in structure. He makes beautiful sense. He's making a beautiful sense that if you according to Tysis, you can split the Shigas in half. So there's only Ein Sheikh Vara Aveira to the Gabi, what you're a Bar Chayuva, what there's an Aveira for. What there's no Aveira, there should be Shlichus. But then what difference does it make if a woman is a pays or doesn't pay? Paying is not an Aveira. So there's no Aveira is an El Sigzo. We're trying to, so the what's the Gemara's question? According to you, a woman shouldn't be a Shliach. Should be a woman will be a shliach for paying, okay? And you're right, it should be. Even a man should be a shliach for paying, according to Rav Shimon, because the paying is not part of the Aveira. It's nothing to do with the Aveira, because you don't pay for the Aveira, so we split the shlichas in half. So it's very much what the Gemara and the Havina held should be true, even in the Maskana, even if a woman is a Bar Chayuva on the payment, and even if a man, you should always split the shlichus half. And does that mean the fun that Rav Shimon is wrong, that you can't split the Aveira from the payment? In other words, once Rav Shimon, without Rav Shimon, I would never have a kasha on the Gemara, even in line of Tisus, because I would say that you can never split the payment, the Tashlumim, from the Aveira, because I would assume the pashtus is that you're paying because of the Aveira. That's what I always assume. Pasha is, why is it Ghana pay? Because he did an Aveira. So once Ein Sheikh with Aveira says you don't get the Aveira, so you don't get the payment. That's the Pashas. But Rav Shimon comes along and says, no, you're not paying for the Aveira. The payment in Aveira can be split. You can have one without the other.
Well,
so then John who cares then if the lady is a Bar Chayuva on the payment or not? But that's not an Aveira. So then it's have shlichus.
So how do you
maybe we only
there was pshat in two terutzim of Tosis then.
No, two terutzim of Tosis are by Tosis has a hashkafa by by shlichus of a where the avera is the making the ma'isa kedushin. Does it? Do we say you're not a shliach legabe? Once you're not a shliach legabe one thing, you're not a shliach legabe anything else, or do we say that you're allowed to make legabe? But that's only because one's not a totsah of the other. Yeah. But in Parshat Shad over here, A causes B. The Geneva causes the Tashlumim. So if you don't have A, you can't have B. You can't get B without A. Parshat Shad. You can't have Tashlumim. There's no Aveira because you're only paying for the Aveira. By Kedushin, you can have Kedushin without the Aveira. The Kedushin is not caused. The Aveira is not what makes the Kedushin.
But you can have a mice of feeling.
By Geneva, the Aveira is what's causing the Tashumen. But Rav Shimon comes along and says, that's not true. That the Aveira doesn't cause the Tashumen. So good. So then you should split the two. So you should say that even though Ein Shechet Bar Aveira, the Tashumen is transferred.
Maybe we only say Ein Shechet Bar Aveira. Maybe we'd only say that.
Maybe by a man, right? Wouldn't transfer because Aguba and Abakiva will make the shliach hayev.
I don't know what.
And in other words, the reason why we say that the ma'aseh gets transferred, the shlichus works, right, is because the kinyan.
No, he's saying it's sort of like kilekel shalom mehai. So if you could go after the guy who did it, so we'll go after the guy who did it. It's only that you could do shliach l'dvar avera if the guy who acted the shliach is not a barachid, you go after the mishalech. But be'etem, of course, we go after the shliach first. So then davka ba'ishu is not a barachid. There we say, okay, not a barachid, then it's right to go after the mishalech at least, because you could split it. But it doesn't mean that the default is to split it, because why would we?
You say that again.
It's sort of like kilaka. I think that's what Chaim's saying also. That be'etzem, the shliach really should be the first one should pay. We're not going to go out of our way to split the shlichos of the two things without a reason. But if the shliach is not a barachiyah and can't pay, so then it's right to split it and say you have a shliach barachiyah at least for the tashlumen. So go after the mishalach.
But say by the kedushin, for example, it can only work for the mishalach.
Saying I think can I say over in what I think you're saying in English? Is he saying a radical revolutionary chiddush is that a new pshat in Ein Shechet Bar Aveira? Rashi said Ein Shechet Bar Aveira because divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimin. L'hoyla la'saiso. You're saying a different pshat. The reason why Ein Shechet Bar Aveira is because ligabi the aveira, we only give the aveira to one person. Why should we give the aveira? Why should we? You know, there's only one Aveira done. So we give the Aveira to one person. So we give the Aveira to whoever is the primary. So if the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, so he gets the Aveira. Once he gets the Aveira, we're not going to give it to the Mishaleach. But if it's a La Bar Chiyuva, so then he doesn't get the Aveira. So then we do give it to the Mishaleach.
He might get the Aveira, but he won't get the Tashlum. But if he can't get the Tashlum,
he don't get the Aveira either. In other words, I think what you're saying is this is a whole new shot in Ein Shechet Bar Aveira.
Isn't Shimon's application to split it? Like he wants to say that you could be right that if the Isha is not a Bnei Chiyov, even if she is getting an Aveira,
there's two separate things. There's two different chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of, and as you're saying, that really Ein Shechet Aveira is not doctor for Averis. Ein Shechet Aveira, according to what you're saying, is not really a din in Averis. Ein Shechet Aveira is a halacha that when it comes for chiyuvim, we give the chiyuv to the primary person. So if there's, we give the Aveira to the primary person, we give the Tashlumim to the primary person, and we're not going to give it. So if the Shliach is the primary person, he gets it. He gets the Aveira. If he's a Baruch Yuva for the Tashlumim, he'll get the Tashlumim. So Rav Shimon is saying, according to the woman is a Baruch Yuva for the Aveira, So she's a primary person. We'll hit her with the Aveira. The when it comes to Tashlumim, she's not a Bar Chiyuva. So then we'll give the Tashlumim to the man. But it comes out, it's a whole different, I mean, it's like very wild, because it means that Ein Shef as our Aveira is not predicated on Aveira. Not because it's Aveira. It's because Chiyuvim, the Chiyuv, Aveiras are a Chiyuvim, and Aveira is a Chiyuv. And by Chiyuvim, we give the Chiyuv to whoever is, in other words, theoretically, you know, Rav Shimon quotes it, he compares it to the chiyuv of Geneva is like he says, it's like Mazik and Shomer. Now Shomer, I don't know, Shomer is a lot of cases, but Shomer includes even a Shoel. Shoel is Chayiv and Einsim. Shoel didn't do any Aveira. So it's just, it sounds like he's saying, even by Mazik, there are people that say that you can have a Mazik and Michayev, according to all the Chakiris of last year, a Mazik and Michayev, even if he didn't do anything wrong. You know, theoretically, this Rav Shimon himself says this, that that if you dig a bor b'rishus, you still Chayev to pay for it. So you didn't do anything wrong. So you're still Chayev because it's your Mamad Mazik. So what it sounds like he's saying is that it's nothing to do with Aveira. Now, according to him, there's nothing to do with Aveira. It's just if you have a chiyah, which is coming to you, a chiyah because you did an Aveira, a chiyah because you owe money, a chiyah because you are a mazik, but not Aveira. So, Ein Shech is our Aveira, just says that we don't transfer chiyuvim because we keep the chiyah by the primary person. Okay, that's very, very radical. No, that's not very radical.
Well, doesn't you have to say it that extremely?
I don't know. What else are you gonna say?
Because maybe it's still somewhat Tali Bavira, but it has to also we're not disposed to transfer the Chiyuv because we can't transfer an Avira.
Well, but the chiyuv has nothing to do with the aveira. He says.
Well, it's not completely divorced.
Says,
it's like not really.
It says true. That the chiyuv, the be'emes tashlume geneva, einam einish avur aveiras geneva.
That doesn't
explain the
tashlume kefil has to be a punishment.
Okay, so maybe we're not talking about the tashlume kefil. We're talking about the tashlume of the. Karen probably.
You don't get the chiyuv because you're a tzaddik. Like
you got the chiyuv. It's parship shot in the
because you have to have a chrys for it. You got the chrys means you're bad
because you were kinda. Not necessarily you're bad. When I go to the store and I kinda something, I have to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because that's the rules of life. When you're kind of something, you got to pay. So a ganav is kind of a kinyan geneva. And since a ganav is kind of a kinyan geneva, he has to pay for it. So that sounds like the parshat shana. A guy holds a gun to your head and says, I'm either you steal or I'm going to kill you. So you have to steal. You're obligated to steal. You're not over in Aveira for stealing because it's Pikuach Nefesh. Well, but in Aisha, you probably get a Kenyan Geneva because you stole, you get a Kenyan Geneva. Once you get a Kenyan Geneva, you have to pay. But what Rav Shimon sounds like he's saying that the payment is not over. That sounds like what he's saying. The Kena is not an Einesh for the Aveira. The payment is stopped because you were Kena, you got to pay. That's what at least the words sound like. Maybe I'm misreading it. Maybe that's not what he means. But that's what it sounds like, that you're paying, you're not paying for the Aveira. So if you're not paying for the Aveira, so what are you paying for? So I assume, and this is, I mean, this is the Nesivis does say such a thing. Some Achlekas says in Nesivis, but Pashas, but the Nesivis says such a thing that you're paying, I don't know if it was in the Nesivis. I think it was in the Nesivis, that you're paying for the Kenyan. You're paying for the Kenyan. That the since you're a Kaina, therefore you pay. If you wouldn't be kaina, you wouldn't pay because you're what Rabbi, you're paying for is just because you're a kaina.
But Rabbi, the Gemara is calling it that you're mechayev the shulchan. So it's still a chiyuv, meaning it's still calling it that you're it's a chiyuv of whatever that chiyuv is, meaning in this world, we have to work within the Gemara's terminology.
Okay, so right? I'm saying, but I'm trying to figure out within Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that it's not for the Aveira. So it's a chiyuv. That's what's so perplexing about Rav Shimon. And this is what I'm saying. This Rav Shimon makes no sense to me. Because I mean, what Aaron Herzberg said, I have to admit that I thought of it. And
it sounded like Rabbi Yehuda's ready.
I've written in the Be'er of Yehudim. I'm not sure. I have to read it carefully. But it sounds so bizarre.
What's the Gemara's caution for it?
In my youth, I would say such a radical pshat. You know, it sounds so bizarre that Shliach is Bar Aveira, Eishach is Bar Aveira, has nothing to do with Bar Aveira. It's nothing to do with Aveira. It's nothing to do with Chiyuvim. It's just coincidental that Aveira happens to be a Chiyuv. But the real void is Ein Sheikh L'Chiyuv. Ein Sheikh L'Chiyuvim. Okay? It sounds very, very radical. But that sounds like what you have to say in Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon says that the Chiyuv of Tashlumim is not the Aveira. And yet, if you're a Bar Chiyuva, it doesn't transfer. Why should, if it's not the Chiyuv or the Aveira, so why should Bar Chiyuva do anything? That's what Sandy asked. It's a tremendous kasha.
That's somewhat of a little bit of a side question. What is it? What is the case that we're talking about? If the item is still around, then definitely has to return it, right?
The object is not around.
The lightning bolt hit the cow when it was still in the woman's property. If it wasn't transferred to his property yet?
He stole this object.
She stole the object for him.
She stole the ajram, yeah, okay.
Right, and then it wasn't
and transferred. And she was China, a Kenyan Geneva. She was
trying to Kenyan Geneva. Wasn't transferred to his physical property yet?
I don't know. She told, yeah, okay.
So the lightning bolt hit the cow when it's still in her property?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay,
fine. So she stole it. She made the Kenyan Geneva, and now it got destroyed. It was, and now there's a din that he has to pay who pays the tashlumim. So the Gemara assumes it's a davar pashit, and ein sheikh is var aver, and she pays the tashlumim. She said, why? But according to you, Ravina, you're not a bar chiyuva, so there should be shlichus. But if you are a bar chiyuva, then there's no shlichus. Like what does the difference of Bar Chiyuva and not Bar Chiyuva have to do with shlichus? We're not dealing with Averis. Say Bishlamo without Rav Shimon, it's very, very simple, because we are dealing with Averis. Because without Rav Shimon, the Gemara thought that a lady did not have, Rashash doesn't understand it. But Poshe Pshan, the Gemara thought that a lady doesn't have an Isser Losi, the lady doesn't have an Isser Losi, so. So then she's not a Bar Chiyuva. Or you could say, like I said, that the money is contingent on the Isser, because you're paying for the Isser. Okay. But there is Shimon who's saying that you're paying not for the Isser. And Enochinami, the Isser you don't get, but you can still have a Chiyuv to pay. So why does Bar Chiyuva do anything? It seems so strange. Very strange, Rashash, Rav Shimon. The Stipler says over, seems to say the exact same thing as Rav Shimon, but he doesn't say it clear, but it sounds like the Stipler is saying, I would vote. I mean, it's not clear at all that he's saying something which makes sense. It's just also very, I don't know if some is Stavra. He's saying that, of course, you only pay Ein Sheikh Dvar Aveira for Aveira. And you do pay, the Tashlumim is for the Aveira. But there are two Aveiras here. There's the Aveira of Lo Sigzo, which you get even before you make the Kenyan, per se. Theoretically, even without a Kenyan, if you did a real Geneva, you'd get an Aveira Lo Sigzo. Could be that, practically speaking, it's you can't do a real geneva without a kinyan. But lu yitzur, you can do a real geneva without a kinyan. It says by karka, you build a fence around the karka, even though you can't be kind of the karka, you're over at osigzo. Then there's another avera that you're kind of, you know, there's two averas. One is that you physically took the object away, and second, that you were kind of. So there's two separate, in lumdis, there's two separate maisa genevas here. There's physically taking the object and being kind of the object. Now, it could be that they both happen, las achas, whatever. But
well, is that a little odd, the Torah is being machzir something which
So he's saying like this, that the tashlumim is for the second maisa geneva, not for the first. So the Gemara's shot is like this. A lady is a bar chiyuva on the lasigzo. And therefore, that doesn't get transferred over to the man. But a lady, the Havamina thought that she's not a bar chiyuva on the second iser of being kaina, because you see, she doesn't pay tashlumim. And the tashlumim is because you did a second maisa geneva. So a lady is not a bar chiyuva for that. So therefore, that second maisa geneva can be transferred to the man. And therefore, we should say for that, there is shlichus. That was the Gemara's Havamina. That since there are two maisa genevas occurring, and the tashlumim is for the second maisa geneva, and on the second maisa geneva, a woman is not a bar chiyuva. So let's transfer the second avera to the man, and then the man should be have to pay. That's what I think the Steiper is saying.
That sounds even more radical.
Yeah, why is it more radical? You're not here. I can't see you. You're invisible, the invisible man. Why is it more radical?
Number one, to say that there's two avera sounds very bizarre.
Yeah, okay.
And number two, why does it make a difference which avera you want to carry over? It's like one's better than the other one.
Well, no, because the lady is chayav on el sigzo, because that's an avera that's written in the Torah. But the second avera is not written in the Torah. The second avera is just a derivative from the fact that there's a tashlumim.
So then why is it any worse than the tashlumim?
So since the lady doesn't have the tashlumim, so the maid, she doesn't have that avera.
Why is that any worse than the Fna'iver?
Why
is it worse than the Fna'iver?
Okay, I don't know.
Disconnected Avira.
We're not working. The Fna'iver doesn't count. I don't know.
If it's a disconnected Avira, then Ba'almos, then.
Okay, I would object. Okay, I don't know. What?
Isn't this kind of the same ballpark as the Nesivis' understanding of Geneva?
I don't know.
The Nesivis, we said, specifically holds there's a difference between a Maisa Geneva and a Kenyan Geneva.
Okay, so good. So that's very good.
No, isn't that what you said?
Okay, maybe. I tell you the truth. I don't want to commit to this. Yes, I don't remember. My memory is not so good. But maybe.
Not so good, no?
Okay. But that, I would agree. But I don't know what I thought the Steiper is very radical for a different reason. Because even if he's right that there's two Maisa Genevas, the primary Maisa Geneva is the Isra no Sigzo. The second Avera that's not even written in the Torah anywhere is some secondary, like I would say, whipped cream on the cake. So when the Torah said that you pay money and you only pay if you're kaina, it's not mistavra to say that you're paying money for the second Geneva. You're paying for the conglomeration of both. Haraya, when we say Geneva's Alava Nittik Lasei, the essay fixed both Averas. So you're paying for both Averas. You're not only paying for the second Avera. You're paying, if you, and as Rosh Shimon says, you're not paying for Avera altogether, okay? But if you're saying that, not like Rosh Shimon, in order to explain the Gemara, that you're paying for Avera, we say, but you're paying for the second Avera, not the first. I gave the guys a marshal. If you steal, you pay kefo. If you tovach u'mocher, you pay dal the a. Now which means you pay an extra three. Now what if you just did tovach u'mocher without stealing? Would you pay three? No, you don't pay three because the added three is because you stole. It's that you, the fact that you added whipped cream to the cake, you added a tovach u'mocher on top of the geneva, you're paying. You now we're more upset with your geneva. Your geneva is worse. The tovach u'mocher, the onesh of tovach u'mocher is in conjunction with the mice, original mice of geneva. So the same thing here. The fact that the chiyuv tashlumim comes when you're kaina is very, very unnistavra to say that the chiyuv tashlumim comes because you're kaina only because you're over the issur of being kaina. You did an avera stealing. You're over on those sigzal. The lav is in those sigzal. And you're telling me that lav doesn't get carried over to the man. So if the tashlumim is for the ikar tashlumim, the ikar avera is those sigzal, and that iser can't be carried over to the man because she's a bar chiyuva. So then there can't be a chiyuv tashlumim, can't be transferred to the man. Because if the Iker Chiyav Tashlumim is coming for the Chiyav Tashlumim is coming for a conglomeration for both Averis, main one being that you stole of Losigzo, and she's a Bar Chiyuva Losigzo, and therefore the man's not getting Losigzo, so there shouldn't be a Chiyav Tashlumim.
Could that be the maskana of the Gemara? You said that's the maskana?
No, the Gemara's maskana is that a lady has all the, she even has a bar chiyuv and a gabi money. That's the maskana of the Gemara. But, okay. She's anyway, I don't know. This Rav Shimon, if someone goes and can give me a shot on this Rav Shimon, I would be very interested. I want to look up. I was trying to see if people quote the Rav Shimon and they explain it, but I didn't see anyone yet. I didn't see.
It's hard to find that on Rosh Hashanah,
Did Rabbi look at Reb Nachum or Reb David Bavarsky?
Reb Nachum is not a Talmud of Reb Shimon. Reb Gusman is a Talmud of Reb Shimon. Reb Gusman. I couldn't find the Sefer here.
Is Reb Shmuel a Talmud
of Reb Shmuel is a Talmud of Reb, I think, of Shimon. I looked at Reb Shmuel. I didn't see him saying anything.
Bavarsky?
No, Rozotsky. I think so. Anyway, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was a Talmud of Shimon. There were, you know, you have to, you need a Rav Nocha, the Talmud of Baruch Ber. I don't think he would quote Rav Shimon. I don't know, maybe he would. You know, the Rav Baruch Ber Talmidim, Rav Shimon Talmidim, I don't want to say they didn't get along, but they were very different drachim.
Let me say, like, Rav Baruch Bar wouldn't let his son learn by Rav Shimon.
Yeah, there's some kind of story like that.
Because he didn't like his there, because he said you can't.